Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. How to Survive the LFC Transfer Season by Trevor Downey. Jurgen Klopp looking to get business done early, screamed one newspaper headline. Klopp strikes pessimistic note on early signings, squawked another. Welcome, officially, to silly season at its most histrionic, idiotic and clueless. Between now and the close of the summer transfer window, you will be exposed to such a barrage of contradictory, attention-seeking lunacy that you would be wise to have a plan for the retention of your mental health. Something into which you can completely invest yourself and your Reds-based enthusiasm, which will not chew you up roughly and spit you out the window of a moving car, onto a bed of glass shards, which are on fire. Now that there are no more games for the Red Men, and the need to scour the media with the same intensity is greatly reduced, your columnist's cunning ruse is to mostly pretend to ignore the spinning wheel of rumour-based drivel that can so bedazzle the less cautious amongst us. However, obsessives like us, gentle listener, cannot simply put all our enthusiasm and fanaticism into cold storage for the summer. It must be redeployed. So, instead of losing the will to go on by fixating on the transfer market, I will focus all of my energy on my guilty pleasure of conspiracy theory podcasts, which, now that I think of it, are essentially a barrage of contradictory, attention-seeking lunacy. But at least it's not football, alright? Thankfully, today's news has the pleasing distraction of being all about the gratuitous commercial escapade, the vital connection with the global fan base that was Liverpool's whistle-stop trip to Sydney. Playing and comfortably beating Sydney FC by 3-0 in the ANZ Stadium, some 11 hours after a 24-hour flight, the Red Men were very quickly back on another flight home. Now, there is no way to view the round trip except through a prism of cynicism. This was a commercial exercise. But if there was the collateral benefit of allowing a huge audience to see the team they lose so much sleep to loyally follow, then that must be acknowledged as a hugely worthwhile outcome, alongside, you know, selling shed loads of the new replica kit. In this part of the world, work prevented most of us from partaking in the delights of watching an imperious first half Daniel Sturridge performance and a rare and possibly final Alberto Moreno goal. But we were, at least, spared the unedifying sight of Jamie Carragher lumbering puce-faced about the pitch. The vision of Steven Gerrard looking the part in the latest jersey will have given Manny a warm and pleasant glow. But similarly, after years of enduring his perpetually surprised BT Sports gibbering, I, for one, am pleased to have missed Steve McManaman's contribution. As I write this, Manchester United are celebrating their Europa League victory over what was apparently a stunningly underwhelming Ajax side. I only know this because of my Twitter feed and my Mancunian friend's vainglorious texts. I simply cannot abide watching Liverpool's rivals in finals, competing for trophies the Reds cannot win. In Ireland on a Saturday evening, many tens of thousands of my compatriots tune into the national television station and watch a kind of game show for lotto scratch card winners. The contestants compete for potentially huge amounts of cash. People love it. I would rather gouge out my own eyes with a spatula than watch other people winning money. What the hell is the appeal? And why are Liverpool fans watching the most inevitable moment of Mourinho smugness ever? These people wouldn't last a minute in a zombie apocalypse. They have no self-preservation instinct. Speaking of which, allow me to finish today's short offering with an illustration of the wisdom earlier presented. When questioned about Liverpool's potential recruitment in the wake of the friendly victory, Jurgen Klopp seemed to contradict his previous assertion that most of the work was done. "I wish tomorrow," he said, referring to when fans might expect new arrivals. "But unfortunately, that's not really likely. The best scenario is that you have them for the start of the pre-season, but I'm not sure if it will happen this time. It's different with all different players, so we will see. That's not a big problem, because we all know if they are fit and healthy, we have a really strong squad, and that means we could start with this squad. But that doesn't mean I would prefer this. I would love to have them in as soon as possible, but we will see." Now, if I was to analyse those words in depth, the upshot would be a feeling of creeping unease and helpless angst about whether or not the club will spend big and aggressively pursue and secure the very best players. But I'm not going to do that, friends. I'm going to listen to an old mafia fellow tell me his theory on who was responsible for the assassination of JFK. My money is on him not incriminating any gangsters. The point is, I have another hobby now. One that does not bring me on a daily nauseating rollercoaster of Reds-related uncertainty. Take my advice and find yourself one too, because the alternative is patently unhealthy. As is often the case with the things I write, there was a case of tongue firmly in cheek as I read out most of those words to you, but there is some sense at the heart of it. I do think just reading that one little extract from Kloppo's post-match interview, there's the potential for people to go mental, especially on a day when United have won a trophy, and that makes it now, according to Jose, 3 trophies that he's won, and he's maybe not a football poet or whatever he says he is, but he's a winner, and people are going insane. People are losing the run of themselves, being full of, I don't know, some sort of self-loathing that seems to be part of the makeup of all Liverpool fans, and watching what other people are doing. I don't care. I do not care about Manchester United. We finished ahead of them in the league, which was the only goal that we had for most of the season. We've done it. Relax. It's done. And it's good. And they're in the Champions League too. Fine. Who cares? Why does it matter? Just people have to let go. It's it's deeply unhealthy to do anything but let go of that. And as regards the summer transfer season, you know what? I will probably spend a lot of my time reading other people's articles about it on here, and I will offer my tuppence worth, but I'm going to tell you right now that it will be only what the people on AI write about transfers that I will read about transfers, because otherwise I would go doolally. And let's be honest, it's far more entertaining to think about how the hidden hand of a shadowy cabal made up of the world's richest families is slowly crushing the life out of the world and its resources. That is more fun, right? Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.